Diversity is our thing, Asian Pop Radio. Download our app free via the App Store. It's on iOS and Android, Google Play, iTunes Store, however you like to find it. And you can search for us and our podcast on iTunes.
You can search for us on an encyclopedia.
Yeah, I don't think anything
That's
would be
right,
there.
That's right, I got you there, Jason.
Yeah, we're not even on Wikipedia.
Nah.
How about that? Robert, why aren't we on Wikipedia?
I don't know.
Why haven't you done that yet?
I was born on the 13th of the 12th, 1994.
Okay, I'm just putting that into
I like to talk about shit.
I'll you cross that one off.
That's Jeanette, not J-John.
No, mine's poop-related jokes.
Right, okay. Hey, cute things, not poop things, cute things.
Cute things.
So, Robert, you can bring us into this because you're our producer. What are we talking about? What's going on?
Well,
what's this cute talk?
Well, I thought we'd talk about something a little bit different because, you know, we tend to go off into the track of, you know, pop idols and...
Sorry.
Oh wow.
Just turn you off. No, go on.
We often talk about, you know, pop idols and...
sweat.
Groups
poop.
And things like that. Yeah, and things like that. So our team member, Katie, actually found this one, which was actually a Pokemon range of... cosmetics which were released. Now, I'm not a cosmetics person, not by a long shot.
Mm.
But it
never go for a bit of BB cream?
No, not really.
A bit of eyeliner?
Nah, can't say I'm a fan.
Manscaping? Back sack and crack?
Wait, what? Wow. Hold on 1 second. What is manscaping?
I'm waiting for Jason.
You know better than me.
Rob?
I just know terms. Rob will know. He's like a walking GQ magazine cover.
I don't know, actually. It's like different meanings for it.
Because I was at work and this guy was like, oh, my beard. You know, I've been trimming it a lot. And I was like, cool, you're like the first guy I know who really manscapes.
Ah.
Went home, Rob told me a different story of what manscaping is. And then I think it was inappropriate for work.
We're going a bit off track, but please explain. Manscaping is, in your book? No, Jeanette, in your book.
No, I actually don't. Oh, my one's just grooming.
Does anyone know what manscaping is?
Shaving Private Ryan.
Is it really? I think it's just your beard or anything.
I'm so innocent. That's what I thought too. No,
it's just looking after yourself.
Yeah. But isn't that just called a shave?
No, it's just a fancy kind of...
It depends on whether you're down at the pub or not.
Declan!
We need an aficionado on this one.
Sorry. I'm getting my workmate Declan to come in and tell us what manscaping is.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Come.
I have a very important question to ask.
Of course.
What is the definition of manscaping?
That is to shave or scape one's genital regions.
It's a C. 100% was right.
Now, it may or may not include the balls. That's for an individual to decide.
Yes,
but
okay.
Generally speaking, it's to tidy up stray hairs that are on the, like, you know, that go down the thighs and to trim the ones at the front. It's no less embarrassing than a woman getting a whack.
I was wrong. I just assumed it was a beard.
Inappropriate to mention at work being like, your manscaping is on point.
Right. Okay.
100% inappropriate.
All right. Yeah. We'll let you go now. Rachel's cool. In as well. Do you need Declan or do you need us? Cool. Good times. Excellent. See, our door's always open. Robert, back to your story.
So the article got me thinking about, you know, what cute things to, you know, some people like to... Very different track, okay.
Yeah.
So,
sorry, one of the village people just walked past. You don't see that every day. This show's really weird today.
Unless you live in a village.
Thank you, Rob.
I'll let Jason finish this.
Sorry, though, please. I'm taking a deep breath. I'm counting three. Please continue the story. Katie, back to Katie's story.
I guess cute things, interest each of us and sort of look into.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Carry on. I'm sorry. It's just not going to plan. Please.
No, it's not.
All right, go on.
What cute things do, you know, people enjoy in their day-to-day life?
Yes.
You know, so what gives them that warm, fuzzy feeling and things like that? So, you know, whether it be, you know, just searching pictures of kittens and puppies cuddled up.
I wish my life was that innocent.
Yeah.
Or whether it's, swiping through photos of manscaping or...
That's very...
Pokemon.
So what's your warm and fuzzy moment? internet? Like, what do you do to, like, because, like, you know, sometimes, like, the world can be a dark and crazy place and, you know, disappointments and every left, right and whatever direction. But, like, sometimes you just need something warm and fuzzy to pick up your spirits. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's where we're going with this. Yeah. Jeanette, what makes you warm and fuzzy inside?
I have this goddaughter who looks like Buddha. She's really squishy. When she smiles, there's a lot of fat rolls that come out of nowhere. She's very young.
Wow.
That makes me warm and fuzzy.
That's nice. I have to say, last night my next door neighbor was going Buddha. For a walk, and she was about to take her dogs for a walk, and she's got these gorgeous little beagle dogs, and I can try and find a photo of them now. But Rob, maybe you want to tell us what makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh, I'm just a cold, stone-hearted person.
Wow, nothing at all.
No. I absolutely love the our cats at home. Or my parents.
They're, dogs and cats.
Well, more cats in particular. Dogs, I'm not as keen on, but I'm very much a cat person. But yeah, I absolutely adore them as standoffish as they can be, as cats are. I absolutely love them. So.
We're totally getting snobbed up by the village people who are looking through the window right now at us. And it's like, well, this is weird. This is my next door neighbor's dogs at Christmas.
Oh, they look average.
Average.
Yeah.
What?
I've seen cuter.
That's pretty cute. One's wearing a bow tie.
100%. I've seen a cuter dog.
Now, seeing as we're on radio, I think
we'll
Jason
post it
needs
on
to
Facebook.
Yeah. Jason needs to post that.
Text me, Jubies, I forget.
Take a look at our Facebook page.
Yes.
And where is that, Jace?
fb.com/AsianPopRadio.
Awesome. Or on
Twitter at AsianPopRadio. But what we should do, we'll post that. I'll ask my neighbor if it's okay. And then, you know, because you don't want to post photos of someone's kids without asking. That's not warm and fuzzy.
No.
Then we'll ask everyone else what makes them feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
The cute things in their life.
Yeah.
I like that. Did we get through that segment okay in a roundabout way?
What about Rob?
I did ask, like, Rob, but then Robert answered, so.
Well, there's two Robs. Well, like, you have to address both of them.
Yeah, but two Robs make a...
Okay. Not how this works.
Okay. Make a left?
Rob. Okay, so Rob. We've got Rob and... Just producer Robert? Or Robert.
Okay, no, Rob. What's cute and fuzzy for you? What makes you feel warm and fuzzy? What's cute?
Oh, did you just say me? That's so cute.
Oh. I was going to say other people's pets that you see them walking around. Not in a creepy way, but like, you know what I mean?
I
like,
love other people's pets.
I wish I had a creepy way. You went there.
Well, you were thinking it.
Okay. This show has just gone...
Yeah, village people really freaking me out at the back of me.
Yeah, they can't stop our music. Asia White hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio, and that was Dami Im with Smile. And we hope you're smiling because it's the end of our show.
Wow, that's kind of mean.
Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Should be
getting
sad.
To the end of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Rob, for producing our show today.
Anytime.
Thanks to Rob number 2 for coming into the show.
No worries.
Thanks to Jeanette for co-hosting.
That's okay.
Would you have some people to thank?
Yeah.
Who?
Juby.
Thank you, Juby.
Thank you, Juby.
What does Juby do?
Everything.
Good stuff. He does keep this place
afloat. Can you
throw
the shade now? This is why I wasn't going to thank you, because that's been happening.
More shade. Yeah.
Let's just shade it and then, like, just fade out.
Shade it and fade it.
Fade out.
All right.
Fade out and we'll go to Shonen Knife. Why are we going to Shonen Knife? Shonen?
Shonen Knife.
Shonen.
Banana chips for me. Yeah, banana chips are awesome. They're just so delicious.
So that's the reason.
Yeah.
That is the reason.
Do you like banana chips?
I don't mind them.
Rob versus Rob. Shoot. Thanks, dry. Jason. Well, take it away.
Let's share the love.
That's it for another episode of the Jeanette and Jay John Show. If you want to hear us live each weeknight, you can download our app free via the App Store or head to AsianPopRadio.com. We're on air at 7 o'clock each night, replayed at 11 p.m. once again, 7 a.m. in the morning and lunch the day after. So there's plenty of times to hear the full show with all the tracks in between. Of course, you can download our app free via the App Store on iTunes and Google Play. If you like this podcast, don't forget that you can subscribe to us and rate and review us.